Consider the many tasks of the hard-working term trunk. Greetings, word lovers. I'm Christy, the wordsmith. The word trunk gives us something to call the stem of a tree. It's also a name for the main part of the human body. A large chest with an attached lid is a trunk, and oddly, so is an elephant's proboscis. Make it plural and trunks become a name for men's swimwear. How do tree, body, chest, snout, and swimsuit gather under one rubric, trunk? Almost every sense of this word is derived from the same source, the Latin term truncus, denoting something separated from its protruding parts, such as a tree without branches or a body without its limbs. Truncus is the source of the verb truncate, meaning to cut short. It appears that both the tree and the body senses of the word were around by the beginning of the 1500s. At this same time, the wooden chest with attached lid was also called a trunk, apparently because the early ones were fashioned from hollowed trees. Modern swim trunks are heir to what 16th-century English speakers called trunk hose, truncated or cut-off hose. The appendage attached to the front of an elephant is the odd word out. This trunk is thought to be a perpetual misprint of the old word trump or trumpet. I'm Christy the Wordsmith.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.